Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you are in the Portmarnock area, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar directly below our studios here is a lovely cosy bar, lovely beers and fantastic food, a brilliant menu. So swing on by to the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock if you are in this neck of the woods. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Do you think it is time to arm all on the street Gardaí with taser guns? Would you feel safer if they were all carrying the non-fatal weapons? Well, Gardaí are calling for the right to carry taser guns to protect members of the force following a huge increase in attacks on them by members of the public. Now, a call for the Minister for Justice and Garda Commissioner to urgently issue body cams and tasers to all Gardaí is also being made. Last year, 285 Gardaí were assaulted in the line of duty, many so badly that they had to be taken to a hospital. As it stands, most uniformed Gardaí carry a baton and handcuffs. And that's it. What use is going into a war zone housing estate to tackle scumbags who've no problem assaulting members of the force with just a baton? A local detective might have a firearm, but they are not always at the scene and aren't going to pull out a gun at someone who is unarmed, are they? So I'd love to hear from you. Can you guys think of any one reason why every Garda shouldn't be given a taser?
Who could possibly have a problem with that? Is there anybody listening that could possibly have a problem with that?
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
How? I felt, because I've been thinking about this since it was announced earlier on today, and I was thinking, there's no possible valid reason that somebody could have for being against this idea. Okay, there's no possible reason. I can't think of one. The only people that I can think that would have a problem with it are the scumbags that are always trying to, and I think of the situation, what was it, a month ago in when we talked about on the show at the time, the video from Cherry Orchard, that hellhole of a mm-hmm. place, where a guard was surrounded by a load of scumbags on bikes. And the poor guard looked absolutely terrified that time. Why did he look terrified? Because all he had to fight back was a little nightstick and a pair of handcuffs. What, do you throw the handcuffs at the scumbags? And then you see another guard being beaten up. Where was that other place where the guard was beaten up? That horrible assault that took place.
That was in Clondalkin.
I think it was. The fact of the matter is, if I were a Gardaí, you know, people always say, oh, well, why won't the Gardaí go into hellholes like Ballyferm at Cherry Orchard, Killinarden? Why won't the Gardaí go in there? I wouldn't fucking go in there, pardon me, French.
Yeah, but you're not a guard.
Without a weapon on me. Would you?
But that's your job. You signed up to on Garda Síochána knowing that it's an unarmed police force, mainly. So, yeah, it's your job, really. But the question we're asking is, would you be in favour of the Gardaí having tasers? Body cams are in the pipeline as we stand. We will have Gardaí with body cams sooner rather than later. But would you be happy with Gardaí also having tasers?
And if the answer to that is no, you wouldn't be happy with the guards having tasers, I put it to you that you're on the wrong side of the law and you're probably either dealing drugs.
Is that the only reason that somebody would have a problem with
the only
with
reason
it?
I can think
no,
of.
So some no, people, hang on, some you're people
either,
will argue.
You're either dealing drugs in your area, you're out robbing cars, you're threatening guards.
No, some people will argue that, look, at the end of the day, we have an unarmed police force and that's the way we want it to stay.
Giving them tasers isn't arming them.
It is arming them, of course it is. Have you ever seen somebody being tasered?
Oh, yes.
They're fairly serious weapons.
Yeah, it's not nice.
No.
But if you take that instance, and I'm just using that instance of the video that you all saw, of the guard in Cherry Orchard, Ballyferm, wherever it was, and he's surrounded by a load of Neanderthal monkeys. Remember them? Hoo, hoo, hoo. Do you remember the noises out of them? You can't reason with those absolute scumbags, can you?
So just taser them all?
Taser them all. Well, I don't know. How long does it take? No, all you have to do is, like with everything, like in the animal kingdom as well, you treat them like animals if they behave like animals. You taser The alpha male. All these groups have alpha males. You taser the alpha male, the rest of them will go running home to their mammy.
Our number is 085-825-2626. Would you be in favour of every Garda in the state being armed with a taser? And if not, why not? That's really the question we want to ask you. Keith sent us this message.
Everyone should have tasers, if that's the point. Everyone, because anyone out there can be assaulted at any time of the day. And I know guards are, it's their job, they put up with it, and if they get tasers, like, it's going to be electrifying for anyone who comes in their way.
Well, they're not just going to taser random people walking down the street, no. Keith. He's saying everybody should be tasered, should have a taser.
There's such a thing called, Keith, called rules of engagement, where any member of a police force, no matter what country, have a set of rules that they can only taser somebody if they feel that they're in danger, if someone comes towards them. So, for instance, that guard that Adrian was saying in Clondalkin that was being beaten up by scumbags, take the taser out, zap them and get away. They're not going to be tasering teenagers for hanging outside Spar at 9 o'clock at night.
No, they're not. John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
Yeah, how are you?
Good, thanks, John. John, what do you think of the idea of the Gardaí having tasers?
I reckon it's all just child's play, because once you give a child a gun, he's not going to stop playing with it, is he? You know what I mean? It's being honest with you, you know? The laws are enforced over in this country to turn around and do one thing and one thing only. To turn around and arrest people or whatever it may be, that's even bad enough to turn around and even arrest people. But never mind having a taser, they'll use it like a toy.
So, well, okay, they're not going to use it like a toy. Don't be, that's ridiculous.
You give a child a new gun, what's he going to do with it? He's going to play with it.
John, question for you. Do you break the law? Are you ever on the wrong side of the law? Do you do anything
I have been on the wrong side of the law many a time, but I wouldn't like to be tasered. It's better enough having pepper spray. I was pepper sprayed into the face many a time, and it's bleeding horrible.
Yeah, but you weren't being pepper sprayed. You weren't being pepper sprayed because you were parked on double yellow lines, and you weren't being pepper.
No. I was in town, and I was actually doing music, busking, and basically more than annoyed me just for entertaining people on the streets of Vigo.
I'm sorry, but I don't believe.
You were pepper sprayed for busking.
Yes. No. Yeah. Basically. Yeah.
No.
Well, I find that hard to believe as well now, to be honest.
You check out online on YouTube or wherever, how many buskers in town have been harassed by the Gardaí or whatever it may be, all but just singing on the streets and not doing anything at all. And they're bringing out enforced laws to bring in a taser gun there, which they'll use as a little toy. I think they're going on the streets.
John, I don't believe, unless your singing was really, really brutal, I don't believe that. I don't believe any guard is going to reach to take his pepper spray and go, my God, your singing is terrible.
No, the laws were enforced here a couple of years ago. If you bear with me and listen to me, the laws were enforced here a couple of years ago to bring in a payment by Dublin City Council to enforce the laws of each and every busker in town to pay 70 to 90 euro payment a year for singing on the streets of Dublin, which is a joke, of course. So there you go. And they were enforced to come along and stop you singing because there was no payment available.
My point, John, is if you're a law-abiding citizen, you're never going to be tasered. There's never going to be a situation where a guard is going to have to pull a taser on you. Put it this way, I would feel fairly confident that I'm never going to be tasered by a guard.
Yeah, well, come here, at the end of the day, I think it's all wrong. Because, come here, the pepper spray is one thing, but yeah, bringing in the force of the law compared to tasers is all wrong, to be honest.
Okay, let me ask you then.
Do you have enough force there to turn around and arrest people or whatever it may be with the pepper spray? Never mind the taser.
Okay, so you basically don't trust the Gardaí. That's your issue.
They're going to use it like a little toy gun. Yeah.
Okay, stay there for a second, John. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number if you'd like to get involved in this conversation. We're talking about tasers and whether or not the Gardaí should be issued with tasers. A lot of people are saying, some people are saying no. Jeremy says the only people that would ever object to the Gardaí having tasers are people who are on the wrong side of the law.
Well, that's
who are worried about being tasered.
Well, that's a fact, isn't it? If you are not breaking the law, you're never. Would you be worried about not being tasered?
About being tasered,
or about
you
being
mean?
Tasered.
No, not particularly.
Have
no.
you ever done anything, say in the last 5 years? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you done something in the last 5 years that would have warranted the guards pulling a pepper spray on your face?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
No, you haven't, because no. you're a law-abiding citizen. And in fairness, you gave John not much of a hard time there. You didn't even ask him what crimes he's committed in the last 5 years.
Well, it's none of our business.
Well, it is if he's...
He was busking.
And you believe
that he was tasered, he was pepper sprayed for busking. Sorry, John?
I said I had a couple of drunken disorderlies in the past, nothing major, that's it.
Nothing major, okay.
Well, drunken disorderly is fairly major.
Well, it's not.
It's not robbing a bank. It's not robbing a bank. John, stay there for a second. Let me bring in Eddie. You're on Opinions Matter, Eddie. How are you?
How are you, lad?
Well,
I 100% agree with Jeremy. If you're a law-abiding citizen, what is the problem? And your man there thinking they're going to abuse our power and going to go out and bloody taser everyone like it's fleeing the Wild West.
They're all going to be wearing
body cams.
He said they'd be like kids with a new toy.
No, it won't. They're all professionally trained Gardaí. They're not just going to start bloody going, I don't like the look of him, and pull the trigger. It's only for their self-defence if they're in a situation where they think their life is at risk or threat to them. Now, okay, if you're a law-abiding citizen, not bother.
Okay, John, let me just come back to you.
Can I ask you a question?
You can, of course. Go on, yeah.
Yeah, come here. Listen, pal. What's your first name there? Sorry.
Eddie.
Listen, if you give a child a right toy gun, what's he do with it? What's he do with it, Eddie?
Is the guard a child?
No, I'm asking a question.
If you give a child
a toy gun, what does he do with it?
Yeah, but your analogy is so off base. You're trying to say a guard is like a child.
It's completely off base. No, it's not.
So you're telling me if every single guard has a taser, they're going to act like a child. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, you don't. You know, you don't think it's bad enough, Eddie, with them having pepper spray, no?
No, I don't think it's bad enough. Well, let me answer you if you stop talking. The criminals of today don't have any respect for Gardaí. Absolutely none. And that is why.
Who has respect for the Gardaí these days when they carry on and leave?
What does that even mean?
That's not me. Tell me for the way I was treated by them. You know what I mean? Do you understand? There's ways and means of dealing with people.
Hold on. The way you were treated, you said you were drunk and disorderly. What way do you expect to be treated? You're a grown man. You treat them with respect the way you want to be treated with respect. And if you're drunk and disorderly...
I said, do you not hear this?
John, you're talking. I did indeed. And there was a permit for €72 and you didn't have a permit and you kicked off. Well, get the bloody permit and there won't be a problem.
No.
Simple, it's the law, right?
And I say one thing to Eddie, music is a free thing, all right? Do you understand that? Yeah.
Okay, the fact of the matter is, John, you believe that the Gardaí can't be trusted to have tasers, basically.
No. You go on like a child with a gun in their hand.
Okay, stay there for 1 second. I want to find out if anybody agrees with John on this. Our number is 085-825-2626. This is Neil.
Adrian, how are you? It's Neil. Adrian, if the tasers was to come in, would there be a law passed where they can tase the teenagers, like the underage? Because, you know, they really can't touch them. Cheers, Adrian.
That's a good question, Neil. I can't imagine that the Gardaí would be able to use a taser on teenagers. That hasn't been clarified, but I would assume not.
Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and frontrunners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today. Recruit.ie.
Bonnie, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Bonnie.
Hiya. I'm sitting here laughing, to be completely honest with you, at this whole conversation. It's very funny to me.
Why? What's funny about it?
I just think the fact that, what's that man's name, John, is saying he uses it for me, blah, blah, blah. He didn't have the fucking permit that he needed to be in where he was breaking the law. So,
I mean, that is the fact of it, John.
Honey, listen to me. I was doing a bit of busking. I was entertaining people and I got pepper sprayed in the face. Do you not think that's bad enough? No, Bunny, no.
Describe exactly what happened.
Basically, he came along, said I hadn't got a permit, blah, blah, blah. Because I got a bit rough with them, because they were telling me to stop singing, he pepper sprayed me in the face and took me back into the car. That's basically what happened.
I just don't understand how he has a problem with the police literally doing their job, because he'd be complaining if they weren't doing their job.
You know, because you know why, Bunny? I'll tell you why. Because they already enforce the law as it is. And if people can't see that, it's mental. Because they enforced the law on me for the same reason when they shouldn't have turned around and asked me. They could have asked me easily to walk away, but no, they had to use the little weapons that they had. All right, this is the point I'm making. And if you can't see that, Bunny, there's something wrong.
Okay, but you weren't...
Hang on. You weren't
cooperating with them, John.
But come here, at the end of the day, Adrian, I wasn't doing anything wrong. You understand?
You were breaking the law. How was that not doing anything wrong?
You tell me, Bunny, how we was breaking the law. Tell me. Tell me how we're breaking the law. By entertaining people and singing a few songs.
Okay, the fact of the matter... Hang on for one second, John. Yeah, you didn't have the required permit, is that right?
Yeah, I didn't have the required permit at the time. Yeah,
so therefore you were breaking the law?
No. Not in the same way I wasn't.
No, there's no certain way. Hang on. For where you were performing, did you need to have a permit?
Yeah, which is in Temple Bar, yes.
Okay,
yes.
And you didn't have a permit?
No, I didn't have a permit in Temple Bar.
So what part of that is not breaking the law then?
Yeah, because at the end of the day, Adrian, music is a free thing.
Hang on, it's free to drive a car as well, but I can't drive it without a driver's license.
Well, you understand that, but I'm saying if someone stops you entertaining other people or whatever, of course you're going to get pissed off about it. Because you're not doing, you're literally not doing anything wrong when you think about it. When you boil it down.
Okay, so basically, Bonnie, what he's saying is the Gardaí overstepped their power. They used pepper spray on him, and he believes that if they had tasers, he probably would have been tasered to the ground that day for not having a busking permit.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
I just think there's more to the story. You're admitting that you didn't have a permit.
No, there's more to the story. That's exactly it. I'm telling exactly what happened then.
Hang on, I can't hear both of you. Sorry, Bonnie, say that again, please.
I'm saying he's admitting that he broke the law because he didn't have a permit, but there's absolutely no hope in hell that a policeman or woman went up to him and said, you don't have a permit, and he said, no, I don't. There was some other sort of interaction there. He had to have been being smart.
No, I was not being smart with him. No, I was not. He enforced the law on me by turning around and pepper spraying me and throwing me into the back of a car. Oh, but just turning around and singing music, all right?
There's no hope that happened.
This is the point I'm making, Bunny. Bunny, listen to me. The point I'm making is they have enough force there to turn around and enforce the law with the pepper spray. Never mind the tires are coming into play. Do you understand what I'm saying to you now, Rick?
I do understand the point you're making.
Well, then, now you're taking my point on board.
I didn't do anything wrong.
You were trying to make up excuses in your head to say I done something wrong. I didn't. The only thing I done wrong was not have a permit.
But that is something wrong.
There you go.
Hang on.
I don't find not having a permit in Dublin City a criminal or...
Okay, but then how about if I cancel my car insurance, and when I get pulled in by the guards, I say to the guards, guard, I just didn't feel like having it.
Adrian, you're changing the point over to another issue. That's stupid.
Well, I'm not really. You are required to have a permit to sing where you were singing. You didn't have that permit. The Gardaí were trying to enforce the law and you didn't like it, and you got stroppy with the guards and you ended up being whatever happened to you then.
I was told to move, believe it or not, and then because I didn't move, because I wanted to keep going singing on or whatever it may be, they pepper sprayed me into the face. So there'd be enough enforcement there for the law to turn around and leave people bleeding alone or whatever it may be, because you just know they're annoying the wrong people in Dublin City. Adrian, no matter what you say or do, you know, that's it.
And you, as a result, you don't believe they can be trusted to be issued with tasers because somebody, some poor old individual like you could have been tasered to the ground that day over your permit.
Yeah, basically, if you look on YouTube and you go back through YouTube or whatever, you see the way they were arresting the buskers in town. And it's all fucking wrong, Adrian. Excuse the French. You know, all wrong.
Now, just as a complete, by the way, are you still busking?
At the moment, no, because of no bleeding payment. I had to go to double city council. Right, and it's gone up to it's gone up to €95 a year now.
But John, you have to understand that listeners to this podcast, including myself, find it very hard to believe that the guards would pull pepper spray on somebody just.
Well, but he's doing it. You look up on YouTube and you see the actual arresting that bus was shot in town by Dublin Gardaí.
No, but there's a difference between a guard coming up to a busker on Henry Street saying you need to move on, you don't have a permit, and the guards. Literally.
Come here, why aren't you bleeding checking the fucking rubbers out or whatever? You know, go out the bank robbers. Leave the bleeding busters alone at hell. Music is a free thing in Dublin City and it should be left alone.
Okay, let's park the busking for a moment, okay? But hang on, you also mentioned that you have a couple of drunken disorderly charges.
Yeah, a couple of drunken disorderly. That's all sorted out and done and over and dusted and I'm brand new now, thank God.
Okay, but were you pepper sprayed when you were drunken disorderly?
No, I was just arrested and brought in. But that was the only time I was pepper sprayed was in Temple Bar when I was doing the music, which I found very unfair.
So literally, according to you, the guard said, if you don't turn off that microphone and stop singing, I'm going to spray you with pepper spray.
Basically, because
he
was only...
No, hang on. You were pepper sprayed because you resisted arrest. That's what happened.
Yeah, I was pepper sprayed.
That's exactly what happened.
Pepper sprayed by one of a young copper that was only a rookie, yeah.
Okay.
And I did.
Okay, so John.
I said, you don't stop me singing because you're only a rookie.
Okay, so you resisted arrest and that's what happened to you.
Yeah, basically, yeah, I did, yeah, but I didn't think it was right because at the end of the day, I'm not doing specifically anything wrong.
Okay, but do you think every Christmas Eve, Bono comes along on Grafton Street and he does an impromptu busking?
You know in your head, Jeremy, that like if that happens, you know, he'd be well left alone because he'd be licking his ass.
So the guards are not going to pepper spray Bono. I wish they would if he's...
No, of course not. You know and I know in your head and soul that's never going to happen. You know that.
Okay, stay there for a second, John. I want to go to Gerard. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Gerard?
I'm fine, thank you. Adrian, I don't agree with the actual guard having tasers. Okay, all cameras for that matter. And anything like that they actually like done, they brought it on themselves. Like at the end of the day, they're treating Irish people like second-class citizens, okay? And now they're applying to like the Minister for Justice for like body cams and like tasers. At the end of the day...
Hang on, let's deal with both of these things.
No, at the end of the day, they deserve what they get.
Meaning what?
They deserve what they get. Like, at the end of the day, like, what they're doing is they're treating Irish people like second-class citizens. And now, like, to protect themselves, they're using cameras, and they're using, like, they want to get tasered. Like, as, like, another lad said, they'll use them as tools. They will, like decide, let's go and arrest this person, let's do this. They'll use a taser on them, and then what they'll do is they'll cover their tracks in court, and that's what they do. As a matter of fact, I'm basically in the situations... Like with Gardaí. The Gardaí stole my children when my children were very, very young with the social services. Yeah, right against me in court. Like, so at the end, I have no time for the guards. I have no time for their body cams or anything.
Okay, let me ask you. Hang on. If you don't trust the Gardaí, if you don't like the Gardaí,
I don't like them.
Well, okay. Surely then you would want them to have body cams so that there is evidence of their misbehaviour as you see it.
Let me tell you, at the end of the day, everybody knows that the guardians, like the British police, will turn off their cameras and only put them on when they see fit to video evidence. And what they'll do is they'll use that fake evidence in a court of law to basically, what you may call, get people convicted. Let's be honest about it. Look, at the end of the day, it's gas. Every day I watch it, myself. I've got family living in Ireland, and I watch it every day. Foreign people going into court, walking out the doors, coming in illegally. And what are the guards doing about that? They're doing nothing. Police are asking for tasers, they're asking for body cams. Well, they're abusing their own people. At the end of the day, it's about time where people rose up and fought back against the guards, against the government, against the whole system.
Okay, do me a favour, Jared. Stay there for one second if you can, please.
No problem.
I'll come back to you in a second. 085-825-2626 is our number. What I'm hearing from a lot of you is that you don't trust the Gardaí, and therefore they shouldn't be issued with tasers because they can't be trusted. Now, I would have thought that if a guard is going around shooting off his taser like there's no tomorrow, he'll very quickly be investigated and disciplined and chucked out of the force if he's not using it properly. But people like Ger just don't trust the guards. This is Ger.
Hiya, lads. Yeah, I think it's a good idea to give the guards tasers. When we were younger, we always had respect for the guards and anyone in authority. It's kind of hard to now because when you see the way the lunatics are all running out in the streets and the guards are doing nothing about it and they can't do anything about it, they can't even protect themselves. Maybe something like this, obviously used within reason and not for no reason. I think it'd be a good thing. It might deter some of the little scrotes that we have out there from thinking that they can get away with doing whatever they want. Like, the guards have absolutely no respect on the streets, and I think this might just bring a little bit back.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and front runners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today. Recruit.ie.
Brian, a moment ago, Gerard was arguing that the Gardaí should not be issued with tasers because they just can't be trusted. What do you think on this?
No, I'm perfectly fine with that. I've travelled all over the world. I have no problem. I'm around police officers all the time that actually have weapons on them, guns that could shoot me at any time they want, their tasers as well. If they don't do anything wrong, what's wrong with them having a weapon? What's wrong with having a weapon that will subtly subdue somebody if they have an issue? Not fatally injure, but subtly subdue.
Okay, now, Jared...
Oh, my God, can I just come in there?
You can, of course.
Can I just come in there? Okay. Right, basically at the end, he's just at the same that he's been all over like, the world, okay? And basically, he's never had a problem like, with any police force. Let me tell you here now, right, you don't know the Irish Guard, okay? For starters.
I do, I've lived in this country for 40 odd years.
And you're in the country 40 odd years, but you don't know them like I do, mate. At the end of the day, they destroyed my family. They destroyed me, like in a family law court. Like, they basically... They're disrespecting our people. They're looking after foreign people, letting them in illegally, like, without documentation.
Sorry.
And now, because
sorry,
people...
Sorry, hang on for 1 second, Jared. Firstly, the immigration... The immigration policy of the state is nothing to do with An Garda Síochána. They don't design immigration policy.
They're the ones that are stopping the people fighting against it.
No,
at the end
not.
Of the day, we don't want some people there. Yes, it is. Yeah, it is. People coming in undocumented every day, and the guards attacking people that are fighting against, like, you know, the
immigration. I'm sure you're a protest somewhere as well. Please, can we move to the actual topic that was actually brought up tonight, please?
Which is about guards having taser guns. Hang on. Gerard.
You're talking to an Irish citizen here, yeah?
We're all Irish citizens. We're all Irish citizens here. Let me ask you, Gerard.
Well, you said he's living there 40 years.
Yeah.
I'm 40 years old, I've been living in the country 40 years, and I understand simple mathematics. Well, say you're Irish instead of like, I'm there 40 years. Why is it important to need to say I'm Irish?
It's just because you don't like non-Irish people.
Look,
you have an issue with non-Irish people.
At the end of the day, let me tell you, you're a sheeple, that's what you're. You're a sheeple. You want the guards to have like tasers and like different things to attack their own. That's what's going to happen. Gerard, the argument here is I've been abused by the guards in a court of law, in a family court. They stole my children.
Gerard. We're not going to continue that conversation any further. I'm only hearing one side of this story. Without another side to this story, I can't have that conversation about your family, okay?
I'm telling you what the story is. I hate the guards, okay? They shouldn't be given nothing. They deserve what they get.
And what do you mean they deserve what they get? If they get
they
a hiding, then they deserve
get.
It.
They've turned against their own people. What do they expect their own people to do? Sit down and let them away and shit. They're bullying people every day, arrest them for nothing. Yeah, it's true.
It's like, I need to be arrested.
My brother's a law-abiding citizen. He was has his own business. He was walking right. like a few weeks ago in his own garage and got arrested for nothing. When he was taken to the station, they let him out.
But Jared, can I ask you a question without going into too much detail about your brother? When a guard arrests someone, yes, they have to give a reason. A guard will never arrest someone and read them the rights and go, by the way, I'm arresting you for nothing. They'll arrest them under a certain act or a law that they've broken. So
my brother didn't break any law. My brother's a law-abiding citizen.
So what did they arrest him? What did they arrest him under?
They basically said that he wasn't paying taxes when he wasn't.
The guards don't arrest people for not paying tax. Jeez, if that was the case, we'd all be arrested.
That's the excuse they gave.
Jared, that's a civil matter. That's not a legal matter. No guard is going to come.
Why are the guards getting involved? Why did they get involved?
Okay, Jared,
again, I'm not having this conversation about something that we don't know the full story.
It's the people of Ireland wanting the guards, like tasers and cameras.
What would you like to see happening with our police force? What, disband the guards?
What would I like to see happen? No, I wouldn't like to see them disbanded. I'd like to see them taken up on their own and not mess them around, treat them like second-class citizens. We are Irish citizens. We are born in Ireland. We weren't born elsewhere. We should be treated with respect. As our history shows, for donkeys' years and centuries, they've been treated as second-class citizens. It's not only the guards. It's the Irish government and the whole lot involved in the whole lot of this. I just don't have time for none of them.
And so I can hear. When it comes to talk of giving tasers to the guards, you don't believe...
I don't want them to have them. No, because what they'll do is they'll use it to their advantage to arrest some poor fecker that's basically doing nothing. Because he's either singing or he's doing something or he's drunk, they'll use it and they'll basically say he resisted arrest.
But if they have body cams as well, then they will be able to verify or disprove that.
I just said about 2 minutes ago, what they will actually do is they will turn off. They will do it and they will use the bits that they want for court. Trust me, the guys are corrupt as the government and every other organisation in Ireland.
Stay there for a second. I want to bring in Claire. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Claire.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. You can hear quite clearly from Gerard and from John earlier on, they don't trust the guards and the guards don't deserve to have tasers. What do you think of this?
I think instead of tasers, what we should do is we should get all these people from the areas with them scummy accents and put them on a boat and ship them off somewhere and get loads of refugees in instead, because to be honest with you, the country is a lot more peaceful without the likes of Gerard in it.
There you are, Gerard.
Yeah, she would say that, Louise. What? Because she's all in favour of them. What's new?
Just people with that accent, you just know that they're up to no good.
And that includes Gerard here.
Oh, Gerard especially.
His point was, we can't issue body cams to Gardaí because they can't be trusted. That's basically it.
Oh, no, he's just worried about him getting caught doing his illegal activity on a body cam. That's all he's worried about.
Oh, yeah, I'm a law-abiding citizen.
I'm sorry, you are.
To people who go, okay, so before she criticises me at the end of the day, she needs to criticise herself. I know that sheeple.
How is she a sheeple? Jared, what do you mean by a sheeple? How is she a sheeple?
She's dancing to the government's tune, right them all.
She's not dancing to any tune. All she's saying is that if you commit a crime, you should be dealt with harshly by the guards. Do you want to live in that movie The Purge, Jared? Do you want a situation like The Purge where there's just no laws?
I don't trust them. I wouldn't even trust them with a weapon. That's how bad the things are with
them. Claire, you obviously trust the guards, do you? That's what the show's about. But Claire, do you trust the guards?
I not only trust the guards, I really, really wish in this country the guards were given more power. If you went to the likes of Paris, London, you'd think the likes of the scrotes that are going around in areas like where Jared's from are getting away with, they're not paying their taxes, the guards would be dealing with these people
ask her where am I from. Ask her where am I from, because she's obviously from the south side, like a rich little mummy's girl.
Do I sound like I'm from the south side, really?
She's a guard. One of you taking over them.
I'm a south side guard, am I? Okay.
You probably are. Nothing surprising. You're not taking over them there.
Well, I think most people are where I come from. People have a problem with the guards, they're living around scumbags and are acting scummy and get hassled by the guards. And the guards don't have to little, you know, Southside guards, you know. I've never had any runs in with the guards. It's always the scumbags who hate the guards.
And you reckon that the only people that object to Gardaí having either body cams or having tasers are people who've, well, basically crossed their path at some stage?
I tell you, you go on a Tuesday, go down to your local Dáil office, and I tell you, that's all the people there who were protesting against the guards. They find them on the job seekers allowance, say, on a Tuesday morning, and they'll all be there, and you can all ask them the questions themselves, because they'll all be, I hate the guards.
And you reckon all of those people are the ones that'll say, no, I don't want them to be armed?
Yeah. Now, Wednesdays are fine, because that's job seekers' benefit. They're usually the decent ones. Job seekers' allowance are usually the scumbags.
I actually saw a video. There's a video doing the rounds on WhatsApp at the moment, and it was recorded on, I think it was Sheriff, it was the North Inner City, and it was either Sheriff Street or Summer Hill the other day. And the video shows a fella running away from the guards. The guards trying to win. Now, this fella, Adrian, you take the eye out of your head. And he's running away from the guards, and the guards finally catch up with him and put him in the back of the squad car. I done nothing, guys. I done nothing. I was walking down the road, minding me. I did nothing. Then all his mates come out on the street. He did fucking nothing. Leave him alone, you pig bastards. And like,
well, they all have a specific accent, but that accent's not come from anywhere. Like,
well, I don't have a problem with the accent. I just have a problem with the fact that these people are blind to what they're doing. They literally don't see the errors in their ways. The guy, I've never been chased by a guard down the road. Have you? Well, maybe there was one time you were, but sorry, I personally have never been chased
by the guards.
No, never. Like, oh, I don't. I don't
okay,
like,
stay there for a second, Claire. I just want to bring in one or two more calls. Dara, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dara?
I'm good, thanks.
Well, Dara, what did you want to say on this?
Well, I just think the whole analogy of, like, it's only scumbags or people who don't obey the law that have an issue with this. I wouldn't consider myself rough or a scumbag, and I am someone who obeys the law, but I have a huge issue with this. I mean, I just think everyone's just thinking you're only looking, focusing on certain areas of Dublin where people would have a problem. But, like, there's huge, again, I just feel like you all have your eyes closed to the how rife corruption is. I've said this a million times on the show, people are probably sick of it. But like, even in March 2021, the Garda Inspectorate literally issued a plan to tackle corruption because it's so rife at the moment. There's been over 50 complaints since 2017 of abuse of power, of random attacks on civilians on the streets, pure abuse of power. Even those two girls, Kira and Grinewald, she were literally beaten severely by the guards for literally no reason. They got an apology and huge payoff.
Let me ask you then, in terms of body cams, would you not be in favour of body cams then?
Absolutely. I've been crying out for body cams. But the problem is, again, when there's an issue, the whole, like, even in the vans, they're supposed to have cameras. And then, yes, in court, you hear numerous times, oh, Your Honour, the cameras were turned off. They're absolute, like, there's no protection for us. And whenever there is a case of there should be a camera on and they're obliged to have the cameras working in the station in custody and in the Garda vans, you hear time and time again, they tell the judge, Your Honour, sorry, the camera wasn't on that night or it was broken. I know this from first-hand experience, as you know, and I just think that they probably get away with a lot of, oh, the body cam wasn't working that night, Your Honour. I mean, I would hope, I wouldn't mind weapons or tasers if they were absolutely obliged under all circumstances to have the body cam fully working at all times while out on the
field. Which I should imagine, Dara, will be the case.
But you say that now, and there's a law that they have to have the cameras on, for example, in the van. I had myself an experience where they added on a plethora of charges from inside the van, and I said, show me the CCTV. I was literally in a separate compartment. And they said, oh, Your Honour, we don't have it. I reported to GSOC. They carried out a technical exam. They got in trouble for not having the cameras on in the van. But again, they all just explained it away. Oh, it wasn't working that night.
Okay, let me just go back to Claire for a second. Her point is, Claire, that if they have tasers or body cams, it will be abused.
I just think Dara has the fucking clue what she's on about anyway, because the cameras that are in the back of Garda vans are non-recording cameras. They're just for the front of the car to see the back of the car. They're not CCTV. So she has first-hand experience. She doesn't seem to know anything she's talking about. And every time she's come on this show...
Are you a guard?
She claims she works associated with the guard. She claims to know all these things. She doesn't fucking know anything. I know, Claire, I'm not a guard.
Well, obviously you have a relation because you're very protective of them. No, I'm just saying for protection of people and our rights, why wouldn't you want protections of recordings being on all the time? Why wouldn't you want that?
Why are you lying saying that they don't give the recordings when there's no court recordings in that?
Okay, the fact of the matter is, Dara, that in terms of body cams, I personally think it's in all of our interest for the Gardaí to have body cams. It's absolutely in their interest and it's in ours. When it comes to tasers, I've no issue with it because I'm never going to come into conflict with the Garda to the point that he's going to taser me.
You don't have to. Okay, again, I'll quote the case of Grainne and Ciara Walsh. They were absolute normal citizens. If you look at even there's a primetime documentary on it, and the amount of people from Trinity College, professors, doctors who were randomly arrested or like had the wrong search warrant and absolutely beaten to a pulp and had never broken a law in their life. Like literally look up that documentary, look up articles by Vicky Conway, who has a PhD in this. Like you're just pretending like this doesn't happen, that they don't get random attacks or they don't like... They do in their group.
Okay, but I would have thought that any time a taser is discharged, it has to be investigated. So
you would have thought that when people come out of custody with injuries and have a doctor report, the ombudsman would have investigated, but it's not.
Okay, like, all right. So you don't trust them enough then, basically, to have tasers.
I would be fearful even for my own daughter growing up if body cams are not in place by that stage. I just think it's outrageous that we're not forcing this.
Okay, it appears to me that the body cams will be in place before any further talk of tasers because that's being legislated for as we speak.
And please just do me a favour, look up the Garda Inspectorate report from March 2021 and also look up articles from Vicky Conway. And then tell me what you think that these things don't exist and aren't still rife.
All right, Dara, thanks very much indeed.
How you doing, guys? Yeah, I was listening to John there and, you know, he said he was singing in Temple Bar. I mean, to say, he was calling it entertainment. He was there to steal money off people under false pretenses because he's lucky enough, he's able to string two words together. Never mind hear them singing. I'd say you were a nuisance more than anything else, but you broke the law. You were there to get money off people pretending you were a singer, and then you got stroppy with the cops. You wouldn't listen to them, and they sprayed you. So, Chaz, I'd love to see them giving you an old... blash you with taser. That'll spark you up already.
All right, Morris, thanks very much indeed for your call. Very lively conversation, that one. I'm not surprised that there are many that don't approve.
That's been an eye-opener. It's been an eye-opener.
It has been an eye-opener, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, there he is. Hang on. We'll see if you can... Hang on. He's there. John! John, are you there? John?
Yeah, I'm here, yeah.
How are you, John?
You're back live. Come here. There are loads of people messaging wanting to hear a few bars out of you, a bit of singing that you do in the streets. Can you give us an old song?
All right, here we go. A million to one outside, 25 past two will leak. Are you listening to the sorrow coming closer, not far away? What we gonna do when the money runs out? There we are.
we're trying to judge whether you deserve to be pepper sprayed by the guards.
Now,
so
I'd say
you give me a contract and I'll loan you 100 million.
No, I have to say the song you sang there brilliantly was the song by David Gray. And I would imagine if David Gray was walking past, he'd fucking pepper spray you for singing it like that.
I'm about to now. Hey, come here, Jeremy, can you sing?
I haven't got a note in my head.
Well, then you don't know what you're talking about.
Absolutely.
Good luck, John.
Right, good luck, John. Thank you. Good luck. Bye. There you go.
What's that noise there? Oh, it's David Gray turning in his grave.
He's not dead, though.
He's still turning.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter. We will catch you on the next one. Bye-bye.